About 10 years ago, commentator Andrei Krajewski learned to drive. He had been approached by a filmmaker who wanted to make a movie about Andrei driving across country, and in order to do it, Andrei had to take driving lessons. He wrote a book about the experience called Road Scholar, Coast to Coast, late in the century. In the decades since, Andrei's had lots of other projects, poetry, novels, and now, when he's looking for inspiration from a car trip, he prefers the view from the passenger seat.
The Weizmann Museum in Minneapolis asked me to talk about the inside of cars. They have a show featuring Bruce Springsteen, the troubadour of lonely highways, and maybe they figured that it might make the whole thing less sad if they hired a rhapsodist of pedestrian alleys. On the other hand, I've been inside a lot of cars, so I know something. I have the unique vantage point of the passenger. I've been a great passenger. Neil Cassady was the great driver, but it was his passenger, Jack Kerouac, who wrote On the Road, the book that made Neil famous. Passengers, not drivers, write the books. At times, I've been as perfect a passenger as Jack. But there is an even more interesting vantage point inside the car. It's the view from the baby seat. A baby, trapped there, can see things no one else in the car can see. A baby sees, for instance, all the invisible passengers that mommy and daddy can't see. Most people think that they are alone in their cars, but they are not. All the people they've picked up hitchhiking in, let's say the 60s or the 70s, are still in the car. And the people one's parents picked up hitchhiking in the, let's say, 40s, 50s, 60s. These passengers, visible only from the baby seat, have been recording all the things you've said in the car, those things that can only be said in the car, and all the things you've done in the car that can only be done in the car. When people get too old to drive, the invisible passengers move into their children's cars. Most cars are so crowded with these invisible passengers, there is barely any room for the driver. Now, if only babies could ride.
Poet Andrei Krajewski is author of Casanova in Bohemia, a novel.